This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More and more economists are worrying about a possible recession. This morning, the Dow opened down a few hundred points after tanking yesterday. A few more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the total number collecting unemployment is at a more than half-century low. As 18-year-old Peyton Gendron's case moves through the court system, investigators are looking into who might have seen online posts about the attack on black shoppers in Buffalo before it happened. The AP's Jennifer King.
In his diary, Buffalo shooting suspect Peyton Gendron said he planned his attack in secret, but the online platform Discord confirmed that an invitation to access his private writings was sent to a small group of people about half an hour before the assault began, and some of them accepted the invitation. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has asked the state attorney general to investigate social media platforms used by Gendron to determine if they were liable for providing a platform to plan and promote violence.
There's word this morning that McDonald's has found a buyer for its restaurants in Russia, a man who operates restaurants in Siberia. Locations will reopen under a new name. President Biden is hosting the leaders of Finland and Sweden this morning at the White House as their bids to join NATO hit a roadblock. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Turkey's president says his nation will reject their applications a day after his top diplomat gave mixed messages about Finland and Sweden becoming NATO members.
We understand their security concerns, but Turkey's security concerns should be also met.
NATO makes decisions by consensus, and each of the 30 members can veto a membership bid. President Biden said yesterday he was optimistic. The U.S. fully backs both bids. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas is $4.58 a gallon this morning. That's up 17 cents in a week. This is AP News. Homeland Security is pausing a project.
The Department of Homeland Security pauses its new and controversial Disinformation Governance Board. The Disinformation Governance Board has been roundly criticized from its inception, sparking concerns about free speech and the spread of, well, disinformation about the board's mission. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was never about censorship, policing speech, or removing content from anywhere.
Jean-Pierre adding Homeland Security's effort to offset and stop disinformation has been ongoing and will continue.
The departments work across several administrations to address disinformation that threatens the security of our country is critical, and that will indeed continue.
Board Director Nita Jankowicz resigned, later telling the AP she has been the target of online death threats as well as sexist and anti-Semitic attacks. Republicans have been hammering at the board since its inception. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.